Welcome to the Speak Life broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
When they had brought their ships to land, you see, all of this happened out in the, God wants you to experience Him out in the, when you're out in the deep, ain't time to panic, ain't time to give up, ain't time to throw everything, you understand what I'm saying? You got to experience Him out in the deep. And the Bible says that when they had brought the ships back to shore, so you see, ships didn't sink. The Bible says it began to sink. It just meant that the blessing was so much that they didn't expect it. But I believe that as they balance it out in the boat, Brother Eddie, just balance it, right? You see, the catch was so great, man, it tossed the boat. It began to sink, but as they balanced it out, the Bible said, when they brought the ships back to land, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me to land safely, they forsook all. And do what? Follow Him who? Simon? They followed Jesus. When they brought the catch back to shore, during the day, they forsook all. They left the net. They left the fish, hallelujah. They left everything, and followed Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, church, the natural response of a man in God's presence, let us go up to verse 8, coming down now to 11. I just read the text for you. The natural response to God's presence is for us as human beings to recognize our own sinfulness. Like us, Simon Peter was sinful by nature. But after experiencing the power of God through his obedience and being in the presence of God out in the deep, he hastened to acknowledge his sinfulness, his unworthiness, and his nothingness compared to God's righteous standard and holiness. The Bible said that when Simon Peter saw it with his eyes, he fell down right away. Nobody had to tell him bow down. Nobody had to tell him come to the altar. Nobody had to tell him kneel down. The Bible said when he saw it, all he had to do was see it. My God, he had to see it. First, he had to believe it. And he went out. Nevertheless, at thy word, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so he went out into the deep and he launched out into the deep. There he had seen nothing yet. But when he acted on his faith, the substance of things hoped for, he acted on his faith. The Bible says that when he saw it, when he saw his faith in action and God's response to his faith, that he fell down at Jesus' knees. Jesus didn't have to tell him how sinful he is. He acknowledged it straight away. Church, a similar thing happened in Isaiah. Isaiah 6, the prophet Isaiah experienced a vision of God's heavenly throne, where he sees seraphims proclaiming God's holiness, and this thing overwhelmed him with his own sinfulness. And when Isaiah realized that he was in God's presence, he cried out, "Woe is me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Jesus is holy. Jesus is Lord. And when we are in His presence, we will recognize our unholiness. Let me say this. Those who are unmoved by their own sin or unmotivated to change their ways, obviously then, I would say, have not been in the presence of God. Because holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And then we need, therefore, to understand who Jesus is. And when we understand that, we act accordingly. Verse 9 tells us, "For he was astonished at all them that were with him, at the amount of fish that they were taken. And so was James and John, who were partners with Simon." Not only will your helpers be blessed, but your helpers will be astonished at what the Lord has done through you and because of your partnerships. It is therefore important to be intentional about who you partner with and whose partners with you. I said it is therefore important to be intentional about who you partner with and who partners with you, as we need persons who will push us to be better and to be the best version of whom God has called us to be, and not persons who will make you abort the plan or divert the plan of God in your life for their own gain. The Word of God tells us this morning that having experienced God in a deeper way, when these men brought their boat back to shore, they forsook all and followed Jesus. Jesus now is the number one priority in their lives. They walked away from a secure job and everything and everyone they knew and left everything to follow Jesus. This whole story demonstrates what it really means to be a Christian. Being a Christian includes obeying God when it doesn't make sense. Being a Christian means acknowledging Jesus for who he really is and leaving everything to follow. In Luke 9 and 23, Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." This means that following Jesus means dying to ourselves, to our own pride, our own desires, our own ambitions, and being willing to go to the cross every day with Jesus for the sake of following him. For some of us, following Jesus may mean that we just need to make a radical change, as it was for Simon Peter. You may have to give up everything that belongs to you so you can belong to the only one that really matters. Instead of putting your belonging and value and being in your job or your family and your pride, you now have to put all your beings one side. You have to be identified with Jesus and by Jesus. And if you're struggling with that question, maybe you should ask Simon Peter for the answer. He learned in a miraculous way that God's way is always better. You need to stop what you are doing and follow Christ. Stand with me this morning. As I bring this part of the text to a close, and just before I take my seat, I want you right where you are. And even those who are viewing us on the World Wide Web, just where you are, in your bed, in the dining room, wherever you are, just between you and God, to make these three commitments this morning. I want you to tell God these three things. Lord, I will obey you even when it don't make sense. That's the first thing. Lord, I will obey you even when it don't make sense. The second thing is, Lord, I will acknowledge you for who you really are and make you Lord of my life. Lord, I will acknowledge you for who you really are and make you Lord of my life. And the third thing, I want you to tell the Lord this morning, and mean it. Lord, I will stop what I am doing and follow you. Lord, I will stop what I am doing and follow you. If you are here today and like these men, you are going to forsake all and follow him and accept him as Lord and Savior, I want you to come. If you're online and you want to make that commitment to God, you can make a comment in our comment section. It is through obedience that Simon experienced Jesus for himself. Nobody can experience Jesus for you. Nobody can launch out in the deep for you. You have to do it on your own. But yet, in you doing it, others will be encouraged, others will be astonished, and others will receive Jesus because they're watching you. If the helpers were not looking, they could not see when he need help. If the helpers were not listening, they would not have heard when they shouted for help. And so, someone, somewhere, somehow, is waiting for you to make that decision so that God can show up in your life and they will all be astonished. Are you hearing me this morning?
Hold me out upon the water.
The altar is open.
The great unknown. My feet may fail.
There I will find you.
And there I find you in the mystery. And all shall be.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our YouTube channel or our social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. Simply search, We Are New Life CC, all one word. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. New Life Community United Holy Church is the place for you, fostering community one family at a time. We look forward to welcoming you.
Just